Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NC State grad who didn't play football, played at football, recruited as right tackle, ended up left out. Kind of looked like I was playing the other night against Carolina. And the guy who was for five glorious years, sports anchor at Channel 4 Greenville, for all my friends listening in the upstate of South Carolina, it is I, the recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth. Only in America could a guy leave his Carolina home and roots, abscond out to Arizona in the desert Southwest, and convince the electorate to send him to Congress for not 2 years, but 12 years. And then they redrew district lines and put a bunch of hippies. Well, I'll start sounding like Kamala Harris. At any rate, hour two already of this extravaganza. And again, we engage in broadcast bifurcation. At about a quarter till noon, our friends at WBT, they listen to the pithy, perceptive pablum of Bill O'Reilly. Oh, no, it's really, really good broadcast. If you're listening, if the word is word for you in the upstate, you and I will have exclusive upstate content to close out our time together at about 10 till noon. And we will talk about the implications not only of Clemson's ride up I-85 North to take on Virginia at the ACC championship game in Charlotte this weekend, but all the talk and rumbling and rumors that Dabo might depart Tigertown and make a more permanent move a little further north and stay in football but with a different team. And the reason for that, of course, Ron Rivera dismissed yesterday. We're going to get into all that, but I wanted to finish up our political discussion here. Oh, and by the way, your calls are invited and encouraged. Toll free from any place, 1-800-928-1110, or for Metrolinia. That is 70 speak for Charlotte, y'all, and vicinity, 704-570-1110. The president, if you have not heard this morning, he has canceled the press conference that was scheduled that was supposed to basically interrupt, as if the networks would leave the Jerry Nadler impeachment charade to cover the president overseas at something like the NATO summit. At any rate, the president has canceled that press conference. A reason why has to do with something, and a lot of news outlets are making a big deal about this. The British paper, The Daily Caller, was they might as well use the headlines reserved for war. Boris Johnson, Emmanuel Macron, and Justin Trudeau caught on a hot mic at Buckingham Palace reception, appearing to gossip about Trump's actions in front of Princess Anne. You remember Princess Anne? It was Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, then Princess Anne, then, boy, his nickname from the past has come back to bite him, Randy Andy, Prince Andrew, and then your bonus question, the baby of the royal bunch, Prince Edward. That would be Prince Edward. But Princess Anne, the lone famale in that group of royals. And no, I'm not going to say how she looks like she could be John Kerry's cousin. And I'm not going to play any snippets from Mr. Ed. That would be uncharitable. What we are going to listen to right now, and the noise obscures it. But it's there in the presence of Her Royal Highness Princess Anne, stand Macron and Trudeau and the British Boris Johnson, now Prime Minister of the UK, who, by the way, the election is coming up. They've called for a special election. And it's tough to hear, but they start in, we pick it up, you can hear Boris, is that why you're late? And the crowd noise is there, and then Macron and Trudeau start mouthing off. And then you will hear Trudeau and the Daily Mail, circumspect amidst the gossip, says, we don't know for a fact he was talking about President Trump, but there's some statement about the jaws dropping. You should see his staff's jaws drop or something. Let's listen to it. See if you can listen amidst the crowd noise to this gossip among European leaders about our president. Here it is. That last little bit there, you just watched his team's jaws drop to the floor. We need that little gadget they sell on cable TV. If you're hard of hearing, you can take the, I don't know the name of the thing, and you can focus in on what people are saying. Are they whispering about you? Yes, it's the paranoiac. Anyway, sorry about that. Our crack team just could not clean it up. It's not as clear. Isn't it interesting, though? Here's what's going to happen. This thing is going to receive more play than the bite, the other hot mic moment, which I think was at the G7 summit circa 2012, when our president at that time goes to the Russian leader Medvedev, who's about to give up power again to Putin, and now tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility following the election. And these today's Democrats try to claim that our current president was a Russian agent? See, that's the thing. They're going to make a big deal about this thing you can hardly hear. And they want you to forget all about Obama saying what he said to Medvedev, basically striking a deal for the Russians. You know, I don't know if he had in mind, like, oh, okay, Russia goes into the Ukraine and into Crimea, and Obama doesn't send any weapons. He sends blankets and MREs, meals ready to eat. They should change that acronym, MRETWC, meals ready to eat to wait while conquered. And yet that's what the Democrats and their henchmen in the press want you to have a short memory. And they start all this hoo-ha. At any rate, I think this redounds to the benefit of our president.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gonna get to football here in a minute. But before we get to football, the political football that always comes from these hot mic moments. And we couldn't hear it all that well, but all the papers are talking about, wow, did you see what Boris Johnson and Justin Trudeau and Emmanuel Macron had to say about the president, our president? And they were doing it in front of Princess Anne, talking about Trump, I mean. And so these guys are mouthing off. Now, the criticism is going to come on predictably partisan lines. Those people who believe there is nothing exceptional about the United States, and I used to encounter them when I'd serve in Congress. For example, we all pump our own gas now. And I remember being at the gas pump one day, and this couple strolls over from their particular vehicle, and they say, Congressman, we believe it's an outrage. We don't pay for gas here what they pay for gas in Europe. I went, oh, really? Okay. Well, thank you for your point of view. And I didn't say, oh, that's because you're loaded and you're retired and you don't give a rat's patootie. But hey, I bet you're the kind of folks that you go in there and you still clip coupons when you go to the supermarket, and yet you believe that America should be paying more for gas than our European cousins. Brilliant. Not really. That's a little sarcasm. And I just have to say this before we start with your calls. You better believe if Donald Trump had said to a Russian leader what Barack Hussein Obama said to Russian President Medvedev at the G7 summit in Turkey in 2012 about, hey, tell Vladimir, wait till after the election when I have more flexibility. You better believe right now that Donald Trump, there wouldn't be this fake impeachment going on. They would claim there it is, collusion and becoming a Russian stooge. But because it was, instead of the disruptor-in-chief, the agitator-in-chief, the one-time community organizer, and let's just lay it out there, Obama is never going to be touched. And I'll just tell you why. You know why. Ironically, to borrow a phrase from Dr. King and turn it on its head, not because of the content of his character, sadly, because of the color of his skin. That's just straight up. Agree or disagree, 704-570-1110, 1-800-928-1110. First up, from Matthews, it's Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hey, how's it going?
Going okay, thanks.
Good. Listen, just a comment on, you know, the open mic there you had on Obama in 2012. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who follows this stuff. I mean, it's straight out of a leftist handbook. You accuse your opponent, in this case, the conservative element of our country, Donald Trump, if you will, of what you have done. You see it time and again with, you know, Obama saying, I'll be more flexible with Russia after my election. Well, let's go ahead and accuse Donald Trump of being a Russian agent. It's ludicrous. And, you know, and you see it with Biden's son lining his pockets in Ukraine. Let's turn around and accuse Donald Trump of abusing his power for his own political gain. It's
yeah,
the leftist handbook.
You are absolutely right. And, of course, that leftist handbook was Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And, you know, Brad, yeah. I want to thank you for the call and the cogent observation. And maybe it's because of this. Maybe Hollywood started aligning with the left because, I don't know, these people on the left are all projectionists. And not just because a lot of them are little shrimpy dudes who, you know, ran the film strip projector because they couldn't play football or anything. It's because they project, as Brad was talking about, their standard political tactic is to project onto their opponents the very actions they have taken. And the projection, there is so much of it. In fact, if there is a union, a guild, you know, there's the Screen Actors Guild. I don't know if there is a union of projectionists, but as the today's Democrats try to cut in on the advantage, you know, there used to be Reagan Democrats, now they're Donald Democrats, blue-collar guys who work for a living, who voted for the old-style liberalism of an FDR or a Truman or a JFK, but don't understand what has happened to their party, because like that old ad about this ain't your father's Oldsmobile, mercy, this ain't your daddy or grandpa's Democrat Party. To Union County we go, and we welcome Ron to our program. Hi, Ron.
Hi, JD. Listen, I agree with your assessment on Obama. He was given a free pass for 8 years, and he tried his best to destroy the country.
Well, it's not only given a pass for 8 years, I predict, and it won't necessarily be unique to Obama, but they could find his fingerprints, and I obviously think he was working, you know, the day after the election, he invites Trump in, but we know now they were working overtime with slime balls like Comey and Brennan to tar and feather this president. And Obama will walk away. Probably Hillary will, too. Now, maybe Comey, the 6'8 ethical pygmy, and that slime ball communist supporting Brennan. Yeah, John Brennan rose to become head of the CIA after announcing that his first vote in 1976 was for the communist Gus Hall for president.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And then you got that other goofball who shows, you know, Brennan's on MSNBC, and you got that other goofball who looks like he's been hanging out, you know, in front of the bus station asking for spare change. I always block the guy's name, but you know the goof I'm talking about, who shows up on CNN, who used to be the whole intelligence coordinator, Clapper. Clap on, clap off. Those guys may face something, but they're not going to lay a finger on a former president, especially Barack Hussein Obama, even though his culpability in this thing, to me, is blatantly obvious. Because we were just talking with Brad about that whole deal, rules for radicals. Man, what Obama did was he married the rules for radical stuff with the thug-like Daily Machine in Chicago and spread it. There was your hope and change. It is the talk of pro football. It is the dismissal of Ron Rivera. And Panthers owner David Tepper, talked about it after he sent the coach the pink slip yesterday.
Look, a very hard move. Ron Rivera, besides being a good coach, is one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. I'll just say that up front. Look, I came here 2 years ago. I wanted to show patience on the football side and see how it was going. You know, on the business side, we made vast and sweeping changes. And I didn't want to make those vast and sweeping changes on the football side.
Not initially.
I wanted to take time and patience to see what could go and how it could go. I just thought it was time, given the way things have gone the last two seasons, to put my stamp on this organization on the football side.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tepper. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. But it's what we call in the broadcast biz a double out cue. Because he used the term on the football side a couple of times there. And the bottom line translation was, look, I'm a businessman. I came to town to take care of business. We changed around the soft drink promotion. We made our deal with South Carolina. And by the way, does anybody know about the luxury hotel that's going to be down by the Panthers facility? There's no truth to the rumor that the folks who invested all those years ago there on 95, you know, with the obnoxious billboards that are politically incorrect, Pedro says, south of the border, there's no truth to the rumor that those are going to be the hotel developers, right? Anyway, so David Tepper said, look, I'm a businessman. We took care of business first. Now we got to turn to, the business of football in terms of personnel. And it's time to make a change. If you were going to pick out your bona fide all-American transition from playing the game to coaching the game and being a great guy, it would be Ron Rivera. And Mr. Tepper said as much. But things are just not working out, and this is what happens. Now, what was the joke? It's not from football. It's from baseball. Bobby Bregan, who back in the day was the manager of the Milwaukee/Atlanta Braves. Bobby Bregan, and it tops in my book because when I was five, he sent me that mousetrap game. Remember that game? Because my granddad was director of player personnel in the front office for the Braves, and my granddad and Bobby didn't get along all that well on talent decisions. And eventually, Bobby, the Braves claimed his scalp. But the joke was, and I think they've used this in football too, it becomes standard fare at a banquet. Bobby said when he arrived in the job as manager, I think this was with the Pirates before he had the gig with the Braves, he said there were three envelopes left for him in that, said, open this one first, open envelope first. Congratulations on getting this job. If it doesn't go well, blame your players.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Then on the second envelope, to be opened at the end of the second season. Now, blame the scouts and the front office. And then at the end of the third losing, it says open envelope after season three. If you've been losing, prepare three envelopes for the next guy. See, because you're going to lose the job. Firings are as much a part of professional sports. Firings of coaches are such a common occurrence. Coaches in football and basketball, managers in baseball. When the late, great Frank Robinson became baseball's first black manager, it was with the Cleveland Indians, he wrote a book. And he said all managers get fired except Walter Austin. Walter Austin was the longtime manager of the Dodgers, Brooklyn/Los Angeles Dodgers, later succeeded by Tommy Lasorda. And Walter Alston signed a series of one-year deals. That's the way he had it. In fact, Mr. O'Malley was poised to fire Walter Alston. Alston was called to the office, but he came in and he was physically a wreck. Not from a night on the town, a dream. Walter Alston wasn't really that kind of guy. But he came in and his face was swollen. It was not a barroom brawl. He had gone in like for a root canal. And he's sitting there waiting to go in and see Mr. O'Malley. And Mr. O'Malley looks at the shape his manager is in and says, you know what, I'm not going to fire this guy. And so that's one example where a bad tooth Let a good man keep a professional management job in sports. Obviously, it has not happened with the Panthers. Now, there is a whole lot of speculation. It becomes a name game, and obviously, geographically, people are looking south on 85 to a coach who's been wearing orange and won a couple of national championships in big-time college football. Yes, that would be Dabo. And Dabo and his bows, because Dabo stands for that boy. His brother couldn't say it. That's where the nickname came from. Dabo and his team come up 85 for the big throwdown in Charlotte against Virginia for the ACC championship this weekend. You know, I was recruited by a guy who fell for the siren song of professional sports. Lou Holtz, had he stayed at NC State, I think he would have had a perennial powerhouse. But he took the gig with the Jets. That was a big mistake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.